And welcome to another edition of the Odyssey Radio Show. We talk about metaphysical topics, ancient mysteries, and unfiltered non-corporate news of the day. My name is Mike Schultz. I'm your host. We go Thursday mornings live at 9 a.m., and we repeat the show at 9 p.m. So we invite you to join all the fun every Thursday. And we're going to talk about some health-related topics today. I really want my audience, I know that all of you are on a metaphysical path, and I want you to operate at your peak performance. And the way that you do that is knowing as much as you can about nutrition. So my guest is named Chris White, and she's an expert in this field. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hi, thank you very much for inviting me.
Chris is a personal friend of mine, and we've known each other several years. And when I first met you, you were going out to farmers markets and selling wheatgrass juice. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your personal history and how you got involved with the farmers markets and wheatgrass?
Okay. My name is Christine White, and basically I was a professional musician, and I turned around and asked the trombone player in the band what he was doing for work, and we decided that they were helping the band with natural health food. So I went over to his house and looked to see what they were doing. They were hulling the alfalfa, and I've always loved to eat naturally and organic foods and stuff, and his wife basically turned me on to the whole aspect of the health foods and industry and working with the certified open-aired farmers markets. So basically she kind of showed me the business and handed me some markets and said, go for it. And I started in 1991 selling natural raw health foods, our business called Jazzy Sprouts. Because of our music aspect, we decided that growing sprouts and with music sort of harmoniously works together.
I see. Now, what's the difference between a certified farmers market and non-certified?
Okay, the certified farmers markets were set up in the 80s for sort of backyard farmers and helping them within the communities of Los Angeles and various Southern California areas, and they were certified by the state of California so that you are growing your own items, and they allow you to be the farmer and not the middle person and able to sell your products.
So when people are finding a farmer's market in their area, they should find out if it's certified or what.
Right, they can find out if they're certified or not. Mostly all of them are certified. There's almost one now in almost every city.
Right.
When we first started out, there were just a few. So now there's basically a large, all through Southern California and Northern California too, have certified farmer's markets. So there, a lot of them have organic foods. A lot of them are raw. And they all are certified through the state of California.
Okay, now let's get into wheatgrass. Why don't you tell me a little bit about all the nutritional ingredients that are so important in wheatgrass and how it can help people get more energy?
Sure. Okay, in the wheatgrass, basically the history, in ancient times the wheat berry was considered the most valuable of foods. Chlorophyll from the growing the wheat has provided itself a cleansing for the bloodstream. We have a pioneer woman, Dr. Ann Wigmore, out of Boston, started Hippocrates Health Institutes in Boston and Southern California and in Puerto Rico, and she started them very early and starting talking about the chlorophyll that the blood needs to help oxygenate the body. Wheatgrass is one of the richest, most natural sources of chlorophyll, known as the blood of plants, and we kind of call it the liquid sunshine or the alkaline fruit of the nation, and it's a natural detoxifier. And it is said to help to be an anti-inflammatory, purifying, as well as a basic renewal. So the anti-inflammatory part of the chlorophyll is called superoxide dismutase, which plays a vital role in reducing inflammation throughout the body. Our key benefits for it is anti-inflammatory, improves liver function, stimulates metabolism, eliminates bacteria growth, increases energy levels, natural source of the chlorophyll, increases red blood cell counts. It's a natural detoxifier, produces vitamins and minerals, and basically, for most people, wheatgrass juice is viewed as having powers of rejuvenation. It's been called the plasma of youth, as well as the lifeblood of plants, therefore being extremely beneficial to humans. If you look at all the elements that are absent in your body's cells, there will be the revitalization that all of these, especially hormones, enzymes, nucleic acids, and vitamins, are regained by drinking the juice of this green health injection on a regular basis.
I see. Now, when you go to the supermarket, you don't exactly see bottles of wheatgrass juice. You have to have a fresh source. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's true. You have to have a fresh source. Basically, wheatgrass, you get the most benefit out of it by drinking it right after it's been juiced.
Okay, so if you see wheatgrass powder in the market, that doesn't have the same benefits,
though. Well, they're talking about, a lot of companies do have powder. It's a dehydration process that is done through sort of indoor companies and factories that dehydrate it right away. So they are finding that there are some benefits of dehydration, but the best benefit seems to be by Ann Wigmore's research that it's basically the benefit is right after you juice it. Therefore, you're getting live living enzymes from that juice, and they're not dissipating anywhere. You're drinking right exactly from juicing it and getting that great benefit of that large, deep, green, leafy juice.
Okay, so people should, basically the best way is to find a farmer's market near them, or how else could they find it?
Yeah, that's the best way of doing it. That's they can also grow it themselves, too.
Ah.
We have access to them, showing them and teaching them how to grow. Because we've always been sort of the mom-and-pop organization of wheatgrass here in Southern California, and we're more quantity than, we're more the quality people than the quantity. We want everyone to know about wheatgrass, but it's a lot of been by word of mouth and by our farmers markets that we've been in. So we teach people how to grow also. They need to do it for themselves. It's very easy to do. And we grow our wheatgrass in flats and in soil. Some people do them without soil. And some people do it in the Midwest, and they put it in the ground for over 190 days and allow the roots to go deep into the ground. So we do them basically in flats. We do have the soil, and that gives them the nutrients that they need. And 7 or 8 days after growing in the flats, they're cut, and then they're juiced. And not all juicers will juice wheatgrass either.
Right. I was going to ask, do you need a special kind of machine for that? Or?
Yeah, we do. And we do supply juicers for wheatgrass. It's very leafy and green, so you need a juicer that does masticating. So it's done slower. It's not spun as fast as a regular juicer. And what
I
it does is it presses it or it crushes it. So you're getting most of the nutrients out of the product. So you need special juices. We do sell the juicers at the farmers markets. And
well, we have a nationwide audience, so why don't you give out your phone number or our contact info, because I know our audience really wants to have their own juices and get started with this.
Get
so go
started
ahead
with it.
Give out the contact info.
Right. So we're called Jazzy Sprouts, and we're at the Open Air Certified Farmers Market. And if you're interested in wanting juices or whatever, you can give me a call at area code 818-758-1800. And we're located in San Fernando Valley. And our open-air farmers markets, we have them basically every day. Dexter Scott's also the other owner of Jazzy Sprouts, and he does most of the farmers markets. So you can reach him at the, we're at Sunday at the Hollywood Farmers Market, at Hollywood and Ivar, at Hollywood and Vine, one block west of Ivar. We do a market on Monday at the, let's see, where are we on Monday?
Well, let me ask you a question while you can mention that later. Now, when I first tasted it, it was kind of a powerful taste, and it's strong. You have to get used to it. Can you blend it with other juices or something so it tastes a bit better? Or?
Yeah, we kind of recommend that you can blend it with some water.
Because
that would be the best thing to do, just add a little bit of water to it. And the way you start off is basically 1 ounce, and then work your way up to 5 or 6 ounces a day, and then stop the water once you kind of get accustomed to it. Our wheat's very, very sweet, so it's not as heavy tasting as some of the wheat grasses out there. So we get a very sweet seed, and that form, it makes it actually kind of sweet to taste.
Yeah, so, and I just personally, knowing you over the years, you're always doing all these different activities, going all over the country, and you always have energy, and that must be the key. Do you feel that that's contributed to your, you know, boundless energy?
Oh, totally, totally, because what I'm doing is I'm cleaning my bloodstream out all the time. I've been drinking the juice for about 15 years, and it gives me that energy, basically. So it's not, I'm not lacking sort of the deficiency in my body that that clogs up the bloodstream and causes you to become fatigued and tired. And, yeah, it's sort of, I think really that is contributed to my energetic lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as the wheatgrass, you're saying start with like 1 ounce a day, you said? And then,
yeah, I think 1 ounce a day is a good thing to start off with. And then you work your way and add a little bit of water to that. And then eventually you're working your way up to about six to eight ounces a day. And you'll realize your energy level will be very high. Wheatgrass should be mixed thoroughly with your saliva before swallowing.
Right.
And then you want to drink it slowly, about 1 hour before meals. Wheatgrass juice is a powerful cleanser, and it may cause nausea because it is very strong. It's detoxifying the body.
Sure.
So you want to start immediately with a small amount and then work your way up. There are toxicity studies that have shown that chlorophyll is absolutely non-toxic, which administers orally or intravenously to animals and humans. There's been lots of studies and lots of research on it. There's another strong nutritionalist, Bernard Jensen, and a lot of people know about him in the health field. And he has done studies on chlorophyll, and he's looked at the magnetic and electrical quality of the raw enzymes that it contains. Another one is Dr. Erap Thomas, and he's claimed that 15 pounds of wheatgrass is equivalent to nutritional value of 350 pounds of your fresh vegetables.
Incredible.
You're getting a whole lot of,
wow,
of enzymes and vitamins in that 1 little ounce of wheatgrass juice.
I was going to ask, do you still take a vitamin and mineral supplement, or does the wheatgrass provide?
No,
that?
I pretty much take just the wheatgrass.
Wow.
And because it's full of vitamins. It's full of vitamin A and vitamin C. It's got many, many trace minerals in it, which a lot of us don't
lacking.
Have in our body. They're lacking it from the processed foods that are out there. So,
yeah, and you have to wonder when you take a vitamin or mineral tablet, if it's hard as a rock, is it just going through your system, you know? It seems like liquid vitamins and minerals are the way to go.
Right. Liquid does. It goes through the bloodstream a lot quicker and a lot faster, whereas taking a tablet form pill is dumping into your stomach, and a lot of times it's not processed, and sometimes it goes right on out of the system in whole pieces. So you're not dissolving that very well. Where liquid does, it's gentle on the body and in the digestive tract and goes through the bloodstream. So that's why I'm getting more energy, because it's helping me to constantly clean out my bloodstream. So I really see that that's a very much a benefit.
Yeah, I was thinking people, you know, wherever they are across the nation, could just go on the computer and type in like wheatgrass juice in their community and maybe see what kind of listings came
up. See what listings come up. Yes, that's definitely a source of finding them. Definitely nationwide. There's, like I said, nationwide too is farmers markets are popping up everywhere because people are looking for more organic and more raw and foods that are beneficial for the body that supply them with the vitamins and trace minerals. Another thing that wheatgrass does have is it's full of, it has calcium, it has iron, it has magnesium,
right,
phosphorus, potassium, sodium, sulfur, cobalt,
sure,
and zinc. So and it's fully rich in B vitamins, and a lot of people that are deficient need sometimes B vitamins to pick up that energy. The body will give you energy if you supply the full nutrients, and wheatgrass is a wealth of vitamins and trace minerals in there to help you pick up that excess deficiency.
Now, is it possible to do a mail order shipping on this product, or do you really feel it has to be fresh?
I feel it has to be fresh, but we can do a mail order through a UPS or doing it on an overnight service. We can do that too. They can call me and contact me if they're interested in doing that. I highly recommend get a flat and grow it, or go to your farmer's markets and pick it up fresh that way.
Absolutely.
If you're not unable, a lot of people that live in apartments and things like that aren't able to have the soil or don't have the area to grow it in. So then that's where we come in, right,
sure,
for you.
Now, you also sell all kinds of sprouts at your farmer's markets. Why don't you tell me how you got into sprouts and the different types and why they're so important for our diet?
Same thing. It's a raw diet pretty much with sprouts, but they can be also cooked. We just combine that with our jazzy sprouts because that was the first thing I was interested in eating, foods that had vitamins. And these are live living foods because they're sprouted. And, we do about 30 different kinds of sprouts. We do garbanzo beans and soybeans, green lentils, pink lentils, adzuki beans, fenugreek, alfalfa, radish, clover, onion. And they just all have live living enzymes in them. They're natural foods. They're raw foods. And again, like I said, you can cook a lot of them. We use a lot of our beans and sprout them a couple of days. Some are overnight. Some are 3 or 4 days. And they have that live digestive enzymes in them that help you to digest your food a lot better. So just eating a cup of sprouts a day really helps your digestive system.
You just mix it in with your salad.
Yeah, mix them with salads and mix them with soups and bean burgers. And they're very high in protein. They're one of the best proteins in the world. So I just thought, well, eating a little bit of these each day and along with my wheatgrass juice, that will really help boost my energy, and it sure has throughout the years.
And we have to warn the audience, the first time you eat sprouts, you have to eat a small amount. Or you can get sick. Your body's not used to it, right?
Right, you're not used to it because your body could be full of toxins. And if you're eating, different kinds of processed foods and things like that, they sort of clog up the system and they don't help to go through well. So these are powerful anti-toxin kind of foods. So you do want to eat a small amount first. I recommend a cup a day with your salads or in with your soups or sandwiches, things like that, and work your way through that.
You know, it's so funny. I think of all of the fast food restaurants across the U.S. and all of the diners and things, and nothing like that is remotely on their menus.
Nothing. They're not aware of it.
Ah.
So within the 15 years, I've been really educating the public in front of me, educating them about sprouts. Even I've talked to vegans and different people into lots of vegetables and stuff, and still not sure how to use them or what's the process with them and things like that, or even how to sprout them. They're very simple and very easy food to do.
Really?
You can have little sprouting containers on your counter and sprout out your foods just in a few days, just with seeds. Their seeds are dormant, and you add water to them and sprout them out a little bit, and they're just wonderful.
So it doesn't matter the time of the year? You can just
do
this indoors?
It doesn't matter. Year-round, and that's why we're very fortunate to be able to do it year-round in the farmer's markets. Because it's just a few days on some sprouts. The taller grasses that we do sunflower greens and garbanzo greens also, and those take 7 to 12 days to grow, depending on the weather. We work with the Mother Nature and the Farmer's Almanac and have a cycle within California here. We have great weather, so we're able to grow them year-round too.
Right.
It doesn't take much. We have some outdoor greenhouses, and we do our sprouts indoors. But mostly hydroponically and some with the soil.
Now, tell me, you must have heard a lot of anecdotes over the years from your customers. Tell me about some anecdotes about the wheatgrass users and sprout users and how it's changed people's lives.
Yeah, we've had people that have had lupus and diabetes and have cancer. And, I mean, A to Z, basically, within the years that I've been out there in the market, and have turned a lot of their conditions around.
Ah.
And it's just amazing what food will do for your body if you put it in the right elements and you have the right vitamins and the right conditions. It really helps to turn over a lot of the conditions.
I was thinking another thing our audience could do is to go to health food stores and just ask for a fresh supply of wheatgrass juice.
And they sure can.
And get a reference that way, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because it's not like you hear about this on television.
No, it's not on TV. No, we do have a few history people that have been out there putting out. There's been a lot of research, too, by a lot of medical doctors, too, working with the chlorophyll and finding out that it's a natural source to help it's a great detoxifier.
Right.
So studies are being worked on that. But no, it's not really a lot out there. And we're hoping that by doing this show, it'll help to educate the public a lot better. And come on out to the farmers markets, check them out, eat more organic foods, and you'll find out your energy will change. You'll detoxify your body a lot better, strengthen your immune system, and that's a really good, strong thing with the wheatgrass. It does help to strengthen that. So with different conditions going on with the immune system, you'll find that your deficiencies will leave and you'll become stronger.
I want to remind the audience, we're listening to the Odyssey Radio Show, and my guest is Christine White. And what's your phone number again, so people can contact you for the juicing machine and the product?
Sure. It's 818-758-1800.
Okay, any other topics you want to cover on this subject? Because I want to move on to reflexology, but anything else you want to say in general about sprouts or wheatgrass?
Just basically start taking the wheatgrass juice, trying that out, an ounce a day, and working way up to 4, 5, 6 ounces a day, and check on your energy level each day. Make a journal. Find out what your health is like, how you're feeling today, and checking on that, and really encouraging yourself to go down to your local farmer's markets and check out your sprouts and eat some more natural foods. You'll find out your energy level will change.
And I would think people would have a lot more mental clarity and less mental confusion if they
off
the prescription drugs and started taking this instead.
Right, right. I mean, you can take it with both, but you'll start seeing that your clarity will change and that you'll start being clearer. It's going to eliminate any kind of bacterial growth in your body.
Right.
Any parasites and pesticides, because there's pesticides on our foods, and that definitely clogs up the mind and clogs up the body. So this helps to actually detoxify. It's a natural detoxifier. So you're going to find an increasing amount of energy and an increasing amount of clarity.
So it sounds like no downside to me. It's all upside.
It's all upside,
and
yeah.
The price is low, too, you know, on these products.
Right, yeah.
You know, the other thing, I've known you for years. I met you in the healthcare field, but we were both, you know, really into alternative healthcare, actually.
Right.
And I know you've been a certified reflexologist for years. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that field and how it relates to massage and the benefits?
Yeah, well, I've kind of been doing the reflexology all along with doing the sprouting business, too. I just feel that it was just a layer of healing and that there are layers that you have to work with. And by doing the reflexology, basically also has helped me in my health field. So reflexology basically is the premise that there's a map on the hands, feet, and ears that indicate every organ and gland in the body. And by doing a thumb technique, the reflexes points on the hands and the feet and the ears helps to open up channels in the body, the meridians in the body, and help to open up any congestion. It helps to move that congestion out. And you're feeling a bit of well-being and gives you energy and helps you with your general health. And I really find it beneficial for a lot of people that I've had. I've had private practice doing reflexology and really encourage a lot of people to do it themselves. There's a self that you can do, and it's always great to also have someone else do it too. But there's self-reflexology too, that you can just pick your foot up and start reflexing the points on your feet and your hands and your ears. You don't necessarily even need to know what you're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Just start pinching away.
Just start rubbing and pinching and moving, and you'll just kind of be amazed. You'll find sometimes tender spots, too, and those tender spots sometimes mean there could be some kind of congestion going on in the body, so it does help to kind of keep working on that tender spot and keep reflexing it, keep working on it. I recommend people to do it 15, 20 minutes a day. Do it every day. And it's great for relationships, too.
Do it on each other. Have
your partner work on your feet every day you come home from work, especially if you're working on your feet a lot, and pick up those feet, reflex them, rub them.
Right.
Yeah. Great.
Now, what about the ears also? Can you just pinch any part of your ear?
Yeah, the ears, basically, there's an an upside-down map, and so your earlobe basically has the map of your head. So people that mainly have headaches and things like that, rub your earlobe, reflex the points on your earlobe.
Right.
Just hold those points there. You can hold it, kind of pinch it a little bit. Sometimes we use a little seed that we can put there with a little Band-Aid, and it pushes on to the points there. So basically the top of your ear is basically where your feet are and your toes. So it's the map where you're upside down. And there's a holographic map that indicates all the points on your body also. So that's a great thing. Pinch your ears. Hold your ears. Sometimes you'll find a tender spot, too, on your ear.
Right.
And work that point. So they all correspond to a map that indicates your organs and glands, and you hold. We do a little form of acupressure by holding and pinching, and then reflexing, using your thumb to work over the points.
Are there any good books people can buy to learn the
technique? Yeah, there's several books. You can go online to reflexology. Also, my teacher was Bill Floco, the American Academy of Reflexology. He does offer classes. He's in Southern California in Burbank. I learned by him. And then there's the International Institute of Reflexology in Fort Myers, Florida, which is a very good school. Recommend those schools. And I've been teaching for the last 5 years at the Simi Valley Career and Institute in Simi Valley. And I do workshops, and I teach on that. So if there's anyone kind of interested in having a class or wanting to learn more about it, they can give me a call on that, too.
Okay, now take us through a typical session. If someone were to come to your home and they would lay on a massage table, right?
Right, they lay on a massage table, or they can lay in a recliner chair. And this is one really good thing about the difference between massage. You don't have to take your clothes off.
Uh-huh.
You just take your socks and shoes off, and wash them off, and start working right on your feet. There's really no tools needed. All you use is your hands.
Right.
And reflexing the points on your hands and your feet and your ears. So you don't have to take your clothes off. You can lay in a reclining chair. I have both. That or a massage table. Either or. They both work very well.
Now, you spend a whole hour on the hands, feet, and ears, or is it a shorter session?
Yeah. They can be half hours, and they can be hours. It kind of depends on the person. If the person is an older person and very ill, then you would want to do a smaller, lighter session, and also on children, a smaller and lighter session.
I see.
If the person is fairly healthy, then we'll do a longer session. They can be done every day. They can be done weekly. It just depends on their condition and what's going on.
So this could be a good add-on to a massage treatment.
Oh, definitely. It can be, and I usually do both. I'm always doing their feet because I can find out their deficiencies and their tender spots by indicating the spots on their feet and knowing where to work. And it basically usually relaxes them very, very well. It's a very profound way to relax and harmonize the body. So if you're stressed, and especially here in Southern California, we've got lots of traffic and lots of stress going on.
Absolutely.
So it's a great stress reducer, definitely. It's one of the best. I really see that in a lot of my clients over the years. And they love that for that. They can sleep well. Sometimes I've gone to people's homes and done a session on them just before they go to bed, and they can sleep a lot better. It helps with their insomnia, and it helps with all different conditions like that.
I see. So people should ask their massage therapist if they know reflexology.
Yeah, they know it, definitely. Or look for their reflexologist within their city or their area. There is a board that I belong to. I'm a board and certified reflexologist, and you can look online for board certification reflexology and find your board certified reflexologist within your city or your area.
I see. So there's lots of good resources out there.
There's definitely great resources, definitely.
And
we
want to
layer your healing, basically, because sometimes not one thing always works, but if you're out there and looking into your foods and wheatgrass and healing processes, they all work.
Yeah, so, you know, a person were to start going to a reflexologist maybe every week or two and doing wheatgrass and sprouts, they would really find a change in their energy, wouldn't they?
Oh, definitely would find a change, yeah, definitely. And the reflexology, too, it kind of goes to where you're at. If you're sort of tired and you need to sleep, then that's what your body is requiring. That's what you need. You need the rest. And if you've got a good, healthy body, then it maintains your body. Then it maintains the energy, and it gives you good, healthy energy. So it just kind of depends on where you're at. Everyone's different. Everyone's unique. So I work with people on that level.
It sounds like it's related to acupressure or acupuncture. Do you believe that?
Well, it is, but it is its own modality. It does work. It's from Egyptian times where they looked in Akma's tomb, and they discovered this in Egyptian tomb that there were Egyptians holding feet and ear points, and they discovered that this sat on its own. So it is its own modality. It's not really related to massage. Though it looks like we are working on acupressure points, so there are meridians there. We have 12 meridians in our body, and they do work on those premises that we are encouraging the energy through the meridians.
I see. Now, I've always heard that if you hold a point in your hands, you can stop headaches. Is that
true?
Yeah,
there's a haiku. That's a large intestine 4, and that's right between the thumb and the first finger.
Right.
In the web there. And that's always been a very good point for holding that point and pressing on that, and it helps to reduce. It's a great point for any kind of pain, and it's a great headache point.
Ah, and is there any special point in the foot you can use
for
relax? For
headache points in the foot, we sort of work on different points, but there's a point around the great toe, the big toe.
Right.
You can work on that point there, and you can work on the adrenal points also in the foot, which is about the middle part of the foot. And you can just reflex and take your thumb and walk it across the middle part of your foot there, and that would help too.
I see. You really are a great resource into all of these different fields, and I really want the audience to call you and get to know you and start using these products.
Great.
I know you're, by the way, you're in acupuncture school. How's that going?
Yeah, that's going fine. I've been going for about 3.5 years now, and that's still going on strongly. I've taken a little break. Just study a little bit more, and I'll be going back in April. But I've been going to school for about 3.5 years now.
And do you feel insurance companies are going to start covering acupuncture and acupressure?
Yeah, they do. They do already.
Really?
So there are some companies out there that will give you an alternative healing package and work with acupuncturists and chiropractors and massage therapists. So you may want to look into it if you do have any kind of insurance policy, and see if they have an alternative packet for those alternative healing.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you sharing all of your knowledge with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me online. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. Why don't you give out your contact info one more time, and then
we'll Jazzy Sprouts, and we're at the open air farmers markets in Southern California. And you can give me a call at 818-758-1800. We have markets pretty much in Los Angeles, Glendale, Echo Park, Gardena, Hollywood, West Hollywood, and Westchester, and Culver City. So
you got it covered.
Covered. All you need to do is just call the Certified Farmers Market. They're also online.com and ask them where Jazzy Sprouts is, and that'll give you a street location. We're on the streets, basically, and the hours are usually in the mornings from 9 to 1 or 3 to 7 in the afternoons. You can reach us there, or you can give me a call at 818-758-1800, and be happy to talk to you about anything.
Thanks so much, Christine, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that was an excellent guest, my friend Christine White. Please contact her. So now we're going to talk about some of the news of the day, and then my co-host, Candia, the intuitive, will be joining us. I noticed right on the website, it's really important to go to the bbsradio.com website. There's so much good information on there. There's a wonderful metaphysical cruise coming up to Mexico that you can check into, and a lot of the hosts will be speaking on it, so please look into that. If you click on Sacred Journey Cruises, you will see the info, and it's going down to Puerto Vallarta, just like the Love Boat. Should be a lot of fun. And I noticed Don has put up an article on the Council on Foreign Relations and the New World Order. And everyone needs to know about this. They need to know about this group called the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a very powerful private group of everyone from Condoleezza Rice to Henry Kissinger to Ted Koppel to Tom Brokaw to Katie Couric. All of the newscasters are in this powerful group, and it's the media and its politicians, and they really control foreign policy in America. The reason why we went to Vietnam in the 60s is because the Council on Foreign Relations recommended it. They got on television, and you always hear the newscast to say, and now we're going to hear from our expert in the Council on Foreign Relations. And then they tell us why we should go to war. And the same thing happened with Iraq a few years ago. The Council on Foreign Relations, they went on television and they wrote editorials in the newspapers, and they have complete access to the media because they are the media. And they're the editors of Time Magazine and Newsweek, and they convinced us to go to war in Iraq a few years ago. So they are constantly meddling in our affairs, and they are not elected. These are non-elected people. It's, like I said, a group of 4,000. It's a very private group. And you can look into their writings, and it's pretty clear, pretty obvious, that they created the United Nations in the 1940s or 50s. And their main goal is to have a one-world government, a new world order. That's what they want. They've already accomplished that over in Europe with the European Union. They now have 35 countries that no longer have individual independent sovereignty. They're all roped in together in this giant administrative board controlling all of Europe, and they've lost their independence. And it started as a trade group, the European Common Market, and it really snuck up on the Europeans and became this giant monolith government. And guess what? The same thing's happening here in America. And we need to talk about it freely and openly and not be afraid of this or not be shy of this, because it's happening. The North American Union is being created, merging Canada, the U.S., and Mexico into one giant economic zone. And they're doing this through all kinds of means, through mass amnesties for people here illegally. They're doing it through trade agreements like NAFTA. We're really losing a lot of our good factory jobs in the Midwest. They're going to China and South America. And we're really losing that base where, you know, people can have middle-class jobs. It used to be you could get out of high school and work in a factory and make 15 or 20 bucks an hour and buy a house. You used to be able to do that in my parents' generation. Not anymore. You know, these factory jobs are being shipped off to other countries. And we have to stop this if you want America to be an independent, sovereign nation. I'll give you a couple good websites. One really good one is numbersusa.com. numbersusa.com is really great to get involved in this issue. And infowars.com. Don has that prisonplanet.com. It's pretty much the same guy who runs both of them, infowars.com. And all of this is going on behind the scenes. It will not be talked about on television. You have to, you know, find alternative media like this network and good books on the subject. Sometimes George Norrie's show will talk about it, but a lot of this is really happening under the radar. I know in Texas they're building a giant superhighway. It's like 10 football fields long, and they're taking over a lot of private land, and a lot of truckers are going to lose their jobs as goods come in from China through Mexico to the U.S., and they're going to be trucking these goods in, and a lot of truckers in the United States will lose their jobs. So this is something we all need to be aware of. This is the major issue of the day in the United States. You know, do we want to remain an independent sovereign nation? Do we want the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and representational government? Our founding fathers shed a lot of blood, and they went to a lot of trouble to create this wonderful republic. It's not a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. It's a republic, and it's representational. So call your congressman. You find out their phone number. You have two senators and one congressman, and you find it out. It's in the front of your phone book or on the Internet, and find out who they are, and call them and visit their office. And find out about this new world order, this one world government, and tell them you don't want the Council on Foreign Relations making decisions for Americans. That's not what the founding fathers had in mind. The only people making decisions should be the people, voting in representatives to do our bidding. They work for us. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. But Don has a really good article on the Council on Foreign Relations and the new world order. And that's at the website. That's at bbsradio.com. So I'd like you guys all to get to know me a bit better. I'm at fountainsofyouth.net. You can see a picture of me and my services. I'm on a metaphysical path, a journey in my life. I'm a tarot card reader, and I do phone readings nationwide for people. It's believe it or not, it does work over the phone. It's kind of called a cold reading, and the energy works right through the phone. I can give people all kinds of practical, helpful advice if you're at a crossroads. And then, of course, I have my DVDs for sale on ancient mysteries. And I released my second DVD, The Temples of Stone, around Christmas time. And I'm very excited about it. There's over 200 photos. It's packed with all kinds of information on many different topics. So please check out my new DVD, The Temple of Stone. And but I do recommend people watch the first one, The Sands of Time. Just to tell you some of the topics I cover on the Temples of Stone, I go into lost ruins and ancient artifacts in Cambodia. I have pictures of a tropical Stonehenge that was found recently in Brazil. I discuss a Greek island where they found an ancient computer that's over 2,000 years old with many different gears and mechanisms. It's an incredible piece that's been embedded in stone that's been found. I talk about an African cave drawing in the Dogon tribe where they have pictures of distant stars and planets that was made 700 years ago, long before we had telescopes. It's a really amazing discovery. And I talk about underwater lost temples off the coast of Japan. Once again, all of this is on my new DVD, The Temples of Stone. So you can go to fountainsofyouth.net and order that. It's $16. I've tried to keep the price very reasonable. And I also get into dragon mythology, and that's on the DVD. And Candia, are you there?
I'm here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I know. I haven't talked to you in a while. So what's on your agenda for the new year?
What's on my agenda? Now, that is a good question. You know, it's funny. I've got my laundry list of all the things that I want to get accomplished for the year. For me, the new year in some ways begins on the 21st of December, you know, when we hit the solstice, when we move into the new shifting of the earthly cycles, into the light. So, and yet we have a group consciousness, as you know, of January 1st. And so there is something about that. You know, we all get revved up about what we can accomplish for the year and what we want to put down on our list. Have you seen the movie The Secret? Mike, I don't know if you're still there. I don't know if you've seen the movie The Secret. If you have not, I would highly recommend it. It's a great way for you to start working towards manifesting what exactly what you want and start every day with gratitude. It's a great thing to start January with, to get motivated into. I watched it the other night. Now, it's a movie of principles that I have talked about for years. Somebody was smart, put it all together with all these great philosophers on the planet today, and put it in a succinct order for us to really think about and put back into our daily lives. And again, I work with this every day with my clients. However, sometimes it's always great to have it back into our own faces, into our own mirrors, so we can reflect that into our everyday life. And that's what I did when I started thinking about the first of the year. Now, I don't know if anybody else does this. I have done this for years. In fact, my former husband, he asked me, well, did you do your resolutions? Well, I don't necessarily call them resolutions as much as things that I want to accomplish for the year. Resolutions sound so harsh, whereas to me, manifesting and creating things that you really want. The one thing they put in this movie that I thought was brilliant was they had the genie, you know, the Aladdin's lamp. And as a mother, when I was raising my kids when they were little and we had all those, you know, all the books and you had that, it was really fun to revisit that because that's something from our childhood, is to step back into that magic of what it is that we want to create and what we want to set forth for ourselves, believing in that magic. Now, that's when it's fun. Imagine the genie coming to your house and saying, okay, your wish is my command. And that's where creating and manifesting sounds so much more positive than the resolutions that you're going to do. It sounds so like work is a drudgery. It doesn't have to be. We're here to have fun. We're here to play. So if you haven't watched it, I would highly recommend it. I actually ended up buying it. I don't know if you can rent it yet at video stores. I don't think so. So it's one of those things that's more of a word of mouth or somebody passes it on to you to borrow whatever, but I would highly recommend that you seek it out because, again, at this point in time, how brilliant is this, is right at the first of the year when you feel like you've got the attention of the universe, so to speak, so that you can start putting your thoughts in process to what you want to create. For me, I've got a laundry list of things that I want to do and, you know, step out of it into creating things that are really exciting as well. Not just, okay, I want to a nicer apartment or a bigger home or make more money, but things that are really fun. Vacations, trips away. For example, for me, what I would like, this is an idea, just to expand on your thinking outside of the box, something I have always wanted to do. I've mentioned this, I think, with Mike before with the psychic archaeologist. I can't even say it this morning. Archaeology. And with Mike's, all of Mike's background, I mean, it'd be something that he and I could talk about for hours because I've wanted to do that since I was a child. But, you know, to get the scientists on board to believing that there is this possibility of combining the intuition with the scientific and archaeological facts, I mean, I just think it's brilliant. I do believe that in today's world it's more accessible, acceptable, possible because of the awareness level of people around the globe now to metaphysical thought. So that is on my list at some point, and I didn't put it in a set date that it has to be accomplished by this year, but that's on my wish list to get involved with that. Go on archaeological digs, go on dinosaur digs. There are always expeditions like that are looking for volunteers. All you have to do is go into the library or go into the scientific magazines or the archaeology magazines and check those types of things out. Say you've always wanted to learn how to water ski or scuba dive, then make it a priority. Put it on your wish list and make the effort to do this. Don't just talk about it. Take the steps that get you there. Go to the library. Do some research. We all have access to amazing amounts of education and information, and yet we choose every day just to do the same old things, watch television, drive the same route. They are our steps of safety, and it's a great opportunity right now to say, okay, I'm going to shift that pattern and step out of it and move into exploring and creating things that you want just for you. Because, again, we do things that are safe. We do things that are expensive. We do things in a work environment that everybody else does. We do things within our families. So, again, think about and ask yourself just exactly what you desire, what you want. If you think about it, that you're here such a brief time, at the end of your life, you want to look back and say, okay, well, this is what I've done. See, wasn't that fun? No, no, no. You want to look back and say, this was awesome. I did everything that I wanted to do. Now, the great thing about that is that everybody has different desires, so there's enough for everyone. Not everybody wants to be Mario Andretti and race cars. Not everybody wants to climb to the top of Everest. But there are other options within that. So at this time, think about, feel it, imagine it, believe it. Those are the keys. It's the passion and the focus and the intention behind it that will help get you started on changing things and making things happen for the year. Now, I had a situation happen the other day that was very fascinating, and I thought I would share it. I have, throughout my life, I've been around some amazingly incredible people, very positive people, I would say intellects to non-intellects, but good-hearted people. I haven't ever surrounded myself, actually since junior high when the girls were catty, around people that I would feel to be, and I don't want to sound judgmental here, but more angry or the whiners of the planet, the victim mentality. I just haven't been around that kind of personality. Now, it doesn't mean that the clients that come to me and have problems or issues, it's just they are willing to make changes, and they come with open hearts and say, let's do something. I want to change this. So, yeah, I'm around it, but in a different way. I was around a woman the other day that was so absolutely irrational and angry and blew up at everyone around her. I was just stunned. I couldn't believe it. I was just amazed. Now, what's interesting about this, and this is what's really important, is that her energy was so intense that what she was doing is she was infiltrating everyone else's energy space, energy field. And the reason I'm saying this again at the beginning of the year, because what a great time to be aware of this so you can change this type of thing for you through the in the future. And that is, I would call her an intimidator, aggressive, a bully, the absolute manipulator of energy, and her energy, if you could see energy, you know, as if you had put on some infrared glasses and you could see her energy, what it would do was it would kind of fog up around her and then overwhelm that next person. Now, what's really great is, for those of you who haven't read The Celestine Prophecy, that was written how many years ago now? Now, there's a movie out on it, and they, probably midpoint in the movie, showed how that works, and it was so brilliant because I had just experienced this. And in the movie, they do it with this, you know, all the video effects of film today and show how people's energy override yours, and then it takes away your power. Well, she was so used to doing this that everybody would just cower in her presence. It was just phenomenal to watch. Now, from my view, is I kind of take the Dan Millman stance on that, is the way of the peaceful warrior, but to stand your ground. Nobody has the right to intimidate someone else. So to do that, again, from my view in working with energy, is for everybody to stand within their own power and then visualize this ray of if you use color, whatever works for you. I happen to use color, where you put it around your body and as if you were, fluffing up your energy, or taking your hands in front of you and holding energy and bringing it closer to your heart, and then pushing it all around your body, so that in essence you feel like the Pillsbury Doughboy of energy and light, so you're bigger and stronger, so that you have this, you're not a, you can't be blown over easily, so that someone like that cannot intimidate you. As you may encounter people like that at the grocery store, at work, wherever, someone in your family. This is kind of a relative, and I was just amazed. So I stood my ground. I held up and brought energy into my heart chakra. And of course, I do it through visualization, but until you get used to it, you take your hands and move it around you, and then hold that energy around your entire body, around your entire field. And then again, like I've stated in the past, where you take that energy and connect it to source and then ground it, so that people like that don't have the ability to intimidate you, but at the same time, then you can reflect back to them, in essence, your positive energy, so that they cannot take away yours, but at the same time, you're reflecting back a positive energy to them, and it's amazing what happens. Now, the other thing that happened with that I think is just brilliant, after the encounter, I was just so amazed by it, so shocked by it, that I stood back in amazement. And then I got back in my car and was driving, and I started thinking that, of course, my first instant human reaction is anger. It's like, whoa, that was just amazing. And yet what I did was I kept saying, okay, Candy, there's an opportunity in this for me. What is it that I need to learn from this? And I turned it around, and even if it was for a second or two, and it wasn't a whole lot of time, I sent her and directed to her this love and forgiveness, and for her, actually, a greater awareness, this center love, and let it go. Then start thinking about other things, start focusing very intently on all the beauty around me, on the trees, on the snow, on the sky, everything. And then talk to the people in the car with me, continue to focus, and let it go. Now, the greatest thing that came from that is she eventually apologized to her family member. It wasn't to me, didn't matter, but she apologized. And she has never, from this person's memory, has never apologized before. So the power of love is phenomenal. So again, if these situations happen, think about this as the new year. It's a great way to change this energy. And focus is to turn that and put it into a positive, even if it's for 2 seconds because you're angry or you're hurt. Take the time to do that because it is well worth it, because you will not believe the results that you will get. Something to really focus on in your intention for starting 2007. I almost said 2006 again. I'm not quite there getting it into my subconscious, but that's what I want you to think about. It's just a great way of starting the new year. So with those words, again, I thank you for joining us every week. This is a really fun thing for Mike and I to do. I love where Mike is going with his archaeology, and I love the fact that he's brought in other different types of topics and things to think about and to learn about. I have enjoyed joining him on this. I thank you for actually, Mike, for allowing me to come on. It's been really fun. And in the future, if you care to join us in the morning, we would love it for you to call in and interact with us. That would be a grand opportunity for us as well as for you to do some exchanging of ideas and questioning. It's always a lot of fun when people join us. So something to think about, again, for the new year to put forward into your intentions. You can join us again in the evening. And then, of course, please check out Mike's videos because they are incredibly awesome. And you can learn from them. That's one of my biggest mottos, is to learn. Make sure you're learning something new every day. Life goes by so quickly. And to learn something, to expand our awareness, expand our intelligence, and combine that with our intuition is the best gift that the universe has given us. So take that time to really work on that. Of course, that's just my belief, but I think it's a good one. Again, when we've got a brain capacity, they can do all kinds of things that we haven't even tapped into. So think about those things as a great way to start 2007. Take this time, even if you haven't set your intentions for the year, take the time to do this because it's still early on in the year. So with those words, I wish you a great 2007, and please stay tuned to Mike and I here at Odyssey. And if you would care, hop on my website, www.candiasanders.com. Have a great day, a great week, and we look forward to having you join us next week as well here at BBS Radio on the Odyssey Radio Show. Thank you.